I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's Britney, bitch. Shake your tits. Dunkin' Donuts.
What's up, guys? It's T. Kyle here, and happy Friday, and welcome to another weekend chat, approximately number 67, I believe. I think I'm going to start numbering them at this point because I don't even know if that's actually how many it is, because as you guys know, this has evolved over the past two something years. And speaking of evolving, I want to say hello to everyone who may be listening to this today on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. I got approved on both. Also, I should probably, I don't know, technically just introduce myself as well on here, since this may reach new people who maybe don't know who I am. My name is T. Kyle. I am a designer, meme creator, video editor, content creator, slash some may call influencer. I hate that word, but I guess it could, I guess I maybe technically kind of fall into that category. I don't know. And I work right now as a digital and social producer for a show called Watch What Happens Live. My boss is Andy Cohen. If you've ever watched a Real Housewives reunion, that is who hosts them. And this podcast here is an extension of a series that I've been doing on YouTube, which I will talk about a little bit. The Weekend Chats now live in two more places, as well as here on YouTube. If you are watching this on YouTube, hello, you can see me. I am waving to you. And I'm really excited about it. I think this is, there's three reasons why I am bringing this to podcast form, and I will go through those reasons first. But I thought quickly I would do a bit of a reintroduction for maybe those of you who are listening on podcasts and you have absolutely no idea what the hell this is or what this podcast is, or you don't know who I am. Because a lot of you, I did get a lot of messages that were like, oh my God, I'm so excited that you're starting a podcast. And I'm like, well, technically starting a podcast, but technically not starting The Weekend Chat, because it is something that I, well, let me rewind. So my Weekend Chat, what is my Weekend Chat? I have been doing YouTube for years now, and I don't call myself a YouTuber or, you know, like a YouTube star. Like, I just have been using YouTube as a creative platform for numerous years. If you have been a day one here, you followed me on Tumblr, you came over to my YouTube, you've seen all the shit that I've done. I've done gaming videos, Twitch streams. What else have I done? Candle hauls, green screen videos, edits, remixes. It's really just, I don't really have a, there's not one thing that I do on my YouTube. It's sort of this sandbox that I play in, and you guys know sometimes I come up with ideas that I never wind up doing. So YouTube has always been a fun space for me to do, because I don't have to answer to any sponsors, or, you know, it's like I don't make money off of anything. Like, it's just strictly personal, strictly fun, strictly whatever I feel like doing that day. And not sponsored. Speaking of not being sponsored, because someone made a joke, they're like, oh my God, I can't wait for you to sell us Squarespace. And I was like, well, technically I have been using Squarespace for my personal website, tkyle.com, and it looks great. So I really do love them, but they're not paying me to say that. No one pays me to say anything. Speaking of the people who don't pay me to say anything, even though I always say something every single week, my large iced coffee with a splash of almond milk, no flavor today because I wasn't feeling like it. Not sponsored from Dunkin' Donuts. Still, not even just a coffee. But anywho, oh, should I open my Sip to Win since they're still doing this? See what I won this week. See if it's another fucking iced tea. Ugh, 20% off movie merchandise. Unless it's a burlesque poster, I'm not interested. Okay, so what was I talking about? So weekend chat. So YouTube, weekend chat. I started my new job about 2 years, 6 months ago at Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. And my schedule completely flipped upside down. So my schedule is a disaster. You guys know some weeks I am dead. Some weeks I am normal. Some weeks I, you know, feel like I'm on the verge of a meltdown, like this week. But Fridays for me usually are my day off. So I just started sitting down in front of my camera and talking into my camera about whatever was going on that week. And I started doing this in March of 2017. That's when my quote unquote first weekend chat was. And the reason why I say first, because it really did just evolve over time. It honestly started out by me getting rejected from 3 or 4 therapists, because I was trying to go back to therapy to kind of work with someone on nutrition and, you know, sleep and et cetera and stress. And everyone just kept rejecting me, being like, I'm too busy, sorry, I can't take any new clients, I'm busy. So what did I decide to do? I just sat in front of my camera here on my couch in my apartment and started bitching into my camera and talking about shit that was bothering me. And it just kind of evolved over time into me sharing stuff that I'm interested in, or shows that I'm watching, music that I'm listening to, and thoughts on pop culture events. And it became this kind of hub for me to just connect with you guys online. And that's where we are today. So that is I think a good summary of my weekend chat. You guys know sometimes it gets very personal. Sometimes it's super light and fun, and we just talk about Britney and pop music and whatever may be going on in the pop girl world. But yeah, sometimes I have gotten pretty personal on here. You guys know last year was difficult, and it's really allowed me to connect with people in a way that is different than other social platforms, or I don't know. I mean, it's hard to keep up with everyone, so this is a cool platform to do so. So I would say that's a pretty good summary of my weekend chat, and I'm very excited that I'm excited, but I'm also extremely nervous and panicking about the thought of more people listening. But I wanted to share with you guys now the 3 reasons why I have decided to move the weekend chat to Apple Podcasts and also to Spotify. I will not be getting rid of YouTube. So those of you who are watching me here, hello, hi, you see that I'm still here. The videos will still be going on YouTube. This is the original place. There are people that are on here that have subscribed to my channel that I've connected with. And, you know, we did our Christmas card swap last year. So I'm not abandoning YouTube. So don't worry about that. This is staying on YouTube. The podcasts are simply an addition to. So reason number one, I wanted to learn how to do podcasting. It's something that I've wanted to learn. I am a curious person. I love to learn everything and anything, even if I have absolutely no reason to know something or to learn something, I still just like to learn something. And I thought that with everyone, you know, all these shows now are doing podcasts and stuff, and I thought it was a skill set that I should learn, I needed to learn. And it feels kind of cool to be, you know, I've really created a full circle mini show for myself in a way. I'm sitting here in my room. This is my camera, my mic. I'm using the sunlight as natural lighting today. You know, look at the tone, girl. I think my face is looking a lot better, even though I am feeling like shit. what was I saying? Oh, so my camera, my mic, you know, my equipment, everything is all me. I film this, I record it, I pull it into my computer, I edit it down, I export it, I upload it, I put the thumbnail in, and now I'm adding it to podcasts and writing descriptions, and I made my cover art for that you see in the little podcast icon. I made a little you know, it's not technically a Dunkin' Donuts cup, but it may have been inspired by Dunkin' Donuts, and I received legal advice that I should remove the pink stripe off of the straw. So if you see the straw, it's just orange, so it's enough of a hint at, you know, what that cup may be from without actually being exactly like it. These are personality rights, or no, not personality rights. I've learned a lot about copyright over the few years. You guys know Luann sent me a cease and desist. That was my first, you know, dipped my toe into the legal world about what are personality rights. So yeah, the cup on the cover of my album is a, you know, it's not Dunkin' Donuts, but maybe it's inspired by it. Speaking of, I need to take a sip. You know what? This week has been garbage, but I will tell you, this iced coffee was made perfectly, and it's the little things in life, you know? Do you guys ever have that where you just go and you get your coffee and it's just perfect and you feel like the universe is just sending you a moment? Just that one moment when you take that first sip and you're like, wow, you know, everything else is awful, but today my coffee is good. That's a fucking good shirt. Everything is awful, but at least my coffee tastes good. Don't steal that. Anyway, what the hell was I talking about? Oh, sorry. This is also what happens in my weekend chat. It's like I go on rants and I ramble. Okay, so first reason, technically learn how to do podcasting. And I've learned it now, and I feel like I'm a septuple threat now. I can film, I can edit, I can do sound, I can do, you know, audio editing, video editing. I can do podcasts now. I'm a graphic designer. Like, I really am an all-in-one, and I'm very proud of that. I, at this point in my life, I feel, like, less fearful of, like, saying all of that. I always felt like I was not, what's the word? Like, subduing myself or not letting myself really live up to my full potential, and I was just stunting myself. And now, with this weekend chat, it really is a personal project that I've been doing that I've also been able to share with other people, where I kind of feel like a little mini boss. Like, I'm really am doing everything myself here, and it feels cool. So yeah, that's reason number one. The second reason is to make this weekend chat more accessible to you guys listening. I know that YouTube has made a lot of changes, and they have a mobile app, and it can be really draining on people's data plans. I know this personally. Sometimes I open up my phone, I forget to turn on Wi-Fi, I watch a YouTube video, and there goes an entire gig to my data plan because I don't have unlimited data. And so I was thinking, you know, what if someone's on the subway or is traveling or wants to go for a walk and they want to listen to a weekend chat? So it's an accessibility thing. I found myself personally listening to the shows that I watch in their podcast form. And then I thought, oh, well, why don't I try this for people who like my weekend chat so they can listen on the go? And it was cool. Someone actually sent me a DM on Instagram. They showed their, it was like a Bluetooth in their car. I don't know. I haven't driven in a long time. I don't know what the technology is these days in little cars. I haven't driven since like 2010 or 9 or whatever, and they were listening to my weekend chat, and it was on their interface in their car, and I thought that was kind of cool to see. And someone else had said they were listening on the subway. So accessibility is number two, is for you guys, strictly for you guys, to easier access to the weekend chat so that you don't have to destroy your data plan on YouTube. Then the last reason, number three, is sort of like a personal thing, but also a technicality, I guess you could say. So I knew that by putting this on podcast that it would reach more people. It's so much easier to pull up a podcast and to pull up Spotify and to listen to that while you're at work. You know, it's harder to watch a video and not get, you know, not look like you're not paying attention at work or whatever, you know. I knew that this would expand my audience, right? And that scares the shit out of me. I'm not gonna lie. You guys know I've talked about this before on my weekend chat, like months and years ago. My biggest One of my biggest insecurities is my speaking voice, and I'm also very socially awkward. I have social anxieties. I'm not ever gonna be good at it. But doing this and sitting in on camera and sitting down and facing my fears, because I've always wanted to do something like this. I've always wanted to be on camera doing, I always wanted to be a weatherman when I was a kid. Is that weird? I always wanted to be one of those people that stood in front of the green screen and was like, that is Earth. It's hot. You know what I mean? You guys, you know that reference? I'm sure you guys know that reference. If you don't, Simple Life, when Paris Hilton goes to the radio station or the news station and she has to be the weatherman. I always wanted to be a weatherman, so that was like my first I want to be on camera and be entertaining moment. And I just was always so insecure about my voice. And we used to joke in high school and college that I had like a straight voice that I would put on when I had to public speak because I was insecure. And so by doing this, you guys know, over the past, well, those of you who have been following for a long time, I've tackled that insecurity. So I wanted to share that because I keep bringing it up because it's something that I never want to forget, that I saw something that I was insecure about, I saw fear, and I faced it head on, and I wanted to share that because I think, you know, we all have insecurities, and so I want to encourage you that if you have something you're scared of or you're insecure about, the best way to get over it is literally to face it and to do it. And I'm telling you, over time, as personal experience here, it will get better and you will lose that insecurity over time. Now, I'm posting these every week. I have something, a bigger project that's coming out soon. I don't really think about my voice anymore now as a problem. Some people may think it's a problem. Some people may not enjoy listening to it. Don't listen to it then. That's your prerogative. But for me personally, it's an insecurity that I've been getting over. And by expanding this to more people and to a bigger audience and an easier audience, is a little scary. But I think it's part of the journey here. It's part of it evolving. It's part of me continuing to challenge myself, continuing to try new things. And that's the last reason, really. That really kind of sums up why this is moving to a podcast form. You know, it's like, what's this podcast thing? Are you leaving YouTube? No. It's really just a new outlet for me. And I'm curious to kind of hear what more people think and hear what they have to say and see if they like this and see if they have ideas for this, because this has evolved over time. You guys know I've like injected new things into this as time has gone on. And yeah, I'm excited about it. I'm also kind of nervous about posting this. When it went live last week, I wasn't really expecting it to get approved so quickly. So I realized that all of this stuff that I wanted to share right now is kind of like a reintroduction, letting you guys know what's going on, and that this is sort of the new chapter, if you will, of my weekend chat. It's almost becoming like a mini show without, you know, anyone else, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a comedian. I'm not a writer. I'm not, you know, a model, but we're here. It's evolving. I love my little audience that I have, and it's expanding now. I'm excited. So now that that is all off my chest and out there, I don't know. Can I take breaks now? Because, you know, I'm sitting with my Dunkin', and if someone's listening on a podcast, I'm gonna be like, what is he doing? But if you're watching this on YouTube, you're like, oh, he's just, you know, sipping his coffee, taking a break. So speaking of evolving and things that, you know, I've added to my weekend chats, one of them is a little feature, a little section of the show that I like to call, what am I shaking my tits to this week? And this is where I give you guys a music recommendation from this week, something, a song that I've just been living for this entire week. This week, it is a remixed cover of an old song. It's Move Your Body by Coup d'Etat featuring Nikki Ambers. Search it on Spotify. It's K-U space D-E space T-A. Move Your Body, Nikki Ambers. I was just shaking my tits to this. Like, you just press play and it starts right off and you're like, And did you guys ever play, what was that game? I don't think it was Dance Dance Revolution, but it was something on Xbox with the Kinect, so it filmed you and you would like dance into the camera and it would like follow your moves. Move Your Body was on that game, and this is just a 2018, well, I think, I don't know if it came out in 2018 or not, but it's like a remixed new beat, but it still has the old, that song is a fucking bop, like, right? It's a bop. So that is what my tits have been shaking to this week. And yeah, what else is going on? You know, it's fall is here. The weather is starting to get cooler. Thank God. I hate the summer. I don't know much. Well, I know a lot of you love the summer. I can tell by your Instagram posts. Everyone's like, oh my God, bye summer. Like, oh, I missed you. Meanwhile, my fucking fat, sweaty ass is like cheering for the 60 degree weather. I'm like, get the hell out of here. I hate the sun. I hate sweating. I am not a beach person. I can't go in the water anymore because I fucking break out in hives. That's a whole other story. I still need to explain that story, by the way. But if you, those of you who are listening to this that went to college with me, who have seen it, you know what I'm talking about. I'll do a story time on my YouTube about that, though. I really need to explain it because I keep talking about it. But now that summer's over, I don't really have to worry about it. Anywho, the weather's getting cooler, and I love the fall. The fall is my favorite season. What's yours? I just love the fall. There's something about it that feels like it's transformative. It's sort of, you know, everyone's kind of starts to hunker down a little bit, and that's really what I love doing. As you guys know, I can sometimes disappear and then come out of nowhere with, like, projects and ideas and stuff. And that's exactly what's happening right now. I have been silent on a lot of fronts, but, you know, it's always the quiet ones, they say, isn't it? I have been meticulously working away at things, and all shall come to light eventually, and I'm excited about it. I have been trying to just center myself, get back in my own voice. Things are so chaotic right now. If you go on social media, everything's so chaotic. The world is chaotic. There's a lot of negativity happening, a lot of negative news. It's really hard to block that all out, especially if you do work in media like I do, or if you work in digital or you work in social media. It can feel like you're constantly being bombarded every day, all day, at all hours of the night. I mean, we are in a 24-hour news cycle in today's society, which was not really a thing years ago, and it can be hard. So I was off of Facebook for 2 weeks, my personal Facebook. I deactivated it. I kept notifications off of Twitter. I kept notifications off of Instagram. I had my phone on Do Not Disturb for probably a week straight. And I moved my email button to the second screen so I wouldn't be constantly seeing the little red icon about how many unread emails. You know, just me sharing some tips that might help you. And I've been hunkering down. And I think that it's a cool thing to do. And I just wanted to share that because maybe someone listening to this is feeling stressed out or feeling like things are chaotic. And, you know, it's not a bad thing to just shut everything off and connect with yourself, go for a walk, put on your favorite music, and really just get in touch with your own voice, because I feel like we live in this world now where everyone's just bombarded by what everyone else is thinking, which is ironic because here I am on a freaking podcast talking about what I'm thinking and someone's listening to it, but I don't know, I don't feel like I'm bombarding anyone with it. Like, I'm not, did I just catch myself in my own irony? I might have just caught myself in my own little irony, but you know, you know what? That's okay. You are volunteering to listen to this, and if you've made it this far, thank you. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things that involuntarily bombard us in life, is what I'm saying. So I've been trying my best to block as much as I can of that out and really just connect with things that inspire me, connect with things that are creative, that spark that creativity in me. Oh, also a follow-up to last weekend chat. At the end of last weekend chat, I talked about mantras, and my friend Taryn from college texted me and she was like, oh my God, my sister's doing that. And sorry, girl, I'm totally calling you out on here. I hope you don't mind that I just said your name. I don't know. I never know if people, when I share stories, I don't want to, like, you know, blow their spot up if they don't want, you know what I mean? I always feel weird about it. Is it, so I'm just going to share first names only. If you ever don't, if you ever, you know, if you don't want me ever talking about you, like anyone from college, hi, just text me, let me know, be like, don't ever expose me. I mean, it's never like a bad thing. It's all good things. But she texted me and she was like, oh my God, my sister's reading this book. Hey girl. And, she texted me the photo of the cover and it's called The Four Agreements. And I was like, why does this sound so familiar? Because I was talking in my last weekend chat about mantras and how I'm just constantly telling myself, like, you are resilient, you are resilient, you got this, you can do this, you have survived 3 massive head injuries in your life, you restored your liver that was, you know, basically, like, dying on you. You are resilient, you can get through it. You can smash your skull open and still get up and continue to live another day. I laugh about my head injuries so much because they're so funny and I honestly don't know how I'm still alive. Grateful. What was I saying? Oh, so I've been repeating these mantras over and over and over and over again. And she sent me this book and then I looked back at Kelly Clarkson's Instagram and sure enough, there was a book, The Four Agreements, and she wrote a glowing review about it saying that she had read it once and now she's reading it again. And so I am going to buy it on Amazon, not sponsored, and see if I like it because I think it could be a good read. So The Four Agreements, I will definitely be checking that out. And hi, Taryn. Hey, girl. Hey sister. Personal shout out in today's weekend chat to Taryn. Oh my God. I saw someone post an Instagram from Blarney Stone the other night. You guys, this coffee is so perfect and I'm like not even paid to say that. Yeah, but anyway, that's I think pretty much a summary for this week. I wanted to get on here and, you know, explain the weekend chat thing to people who are new, who have absolutely no idea what this is, what I'm talking about. I am excited for it. I am nervous about it. I'm very nervous about it, actually. It's a lot, I think. But you know what? If there's one person, I've said this before, if there's one person out there, and I know there's one person, actually I can think of who it is that I know really likes these chats, and I know because we went and we had drinks the other day and we talked about it. I know that there are a couple people out there who really do enjoy these chats and feel inspired by them and like connecting with me. And so I think that by sharing my experience, I'm helping someone else. And, you know, it's a way to connect. And I'm not good at connecting in real life. I'm not good at being social. I hate small talk. I don't know. This is my way of doing it, I guess. And I want to pose the question to you guys, actually. And on YouTube, you can leave a comment below. If you are on listening on podcasts, you can send me a tweet at tkylemack or DM me on Instagram, t.kyle. I'm really curious, like, are there things you want me to talk about? Are there topics you want me to discuss? Do you want to hear my opinions on pop culture stuff? Similar to, like, Hot Topics on The View. I'm curious, like, if there's anything out there that, you know, you would like my take on, I'm totally open to it. I think it's cool to have this back and forth dialogue, this open dialogue. You know, I just started doing the song recommendations recently because you guys had said you really liked my music recommendations. So yeah, I think I'm excited to see where this goes. Excited for the show, this weekend chat, to continue evolving as technology evolves and media evolves. And how, you know, I don't know. It's just, remember like 10 years ago there was MySpace and now that's gone. It's like everything changes so fast and how media changes. Also, the sky is changing, as you guys can probably see on camera. It's getting really dark. Okay. And to all of you on YouTube who have been watching this evolve for over 2 years, you guys saw the weekend chats when they were just me, like, with no thumbnail and this random caption that was just like, what the hell? And it's changed. And now it's sort of becoming a little almost like a little mini show in a way. And it's a little pet project for me. It's my little baby, my little Bobby project. And I'm excited to see where it goes. If you liked this episode, make sure to leave me a thumbs up here. Send a review in on Apple Podcasts if you like my weekend chats. Share with a friend. I don't know. Yeah, let me know. I'm very curious. I want to hear your feedback, your comments, and I want to say thank you again. And you can find me on Twitter at tkylemack. You can find me on Instagram, t.kyle. And if you are here on YouTube, make sure you subscribe. You can hit the notification bell below to get notified when these go live. Again, like last note, for those asking, Friday is usually the day that these go up. The time of day varies. Some days, like today, I was up at 10 a.m., so I might be able to get this up early in the afternoon. Other days, if I'm exhausted, sometimes this doesn't get up till like 5 or 6 o'clock. But, you know, Friday, end of the week, you know, it's ready for you for Saturday morning when you're hungover and you're like, oh, I don't want to move, and you need something to listen to. I will be there. I will be there. You know, that's another song that I've been listening to on repeat. The I Will Be There by Britney Spears has been getting me through the past 2 weeks. I have been literally on the verge of a total full mental breakdown, and I'm not even kidding. I'm laughing as I say that, but I'm not joking. Like, there's so much going on, and anyway, that song has been my guardian angel knee through the past 2 weeks. I put that on and it brings me to a centered space, and we just love Britney Spears. She's a legend. That's all I will say for now. Those of you watching on YouTube, you just got a face. You guys, that's all I'm gonna say. And on that note, I am signing out, and I will see you guys next week with a new weekend chat. Have a great weekend. I will see you guys soon. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.